is no gray.
Thank God nobody is accusing us anymore of interfering in U.S. elections. Now they're accusing Ukraine.
He's a pussy. That's terrible. Terrible.
Just black and white.
Well, you got to give Donald Trump credit for this.
Well, who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
This is the truth.
He has made a religious man out of Vladimir Putin.
So you can tell that to your fake friends at CNN.
This is Danny Land.
How about that? How timely is that? A little production there for you, my friends, huh? Oh, the world is a mess, and I cannot fix this mess, but I'm going to do my best to clean it up and make it smell like some fresh pine salt. Remember that smell as a kid down in the basement? Sure you do. Now, if I sound like I know what I'm talking about, it's because I do. I'm a broadcasting professional. Every market that I have worked in, my friends, every market that I have cracked the microphone in or on, we're talking about radio here, I've made a connection with that city. There is no shortcut to success. Only through hard work and dedication will you reap that reward. The name is Danny Chekalinsky. This is Danny Land. If you don't know our mission statement, it's 90% of the world is stupid. You're part of the 10%. And if you're here for the first time, thanks. Appreciate it. I'm seated comfortably at my desk in my dungeon in Willoughby, Ohio, which is 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. Podcast number 11. Let's get it going. What the hell is going on in China, huh? We all going to be dead in a month? Now, I thought my HOA was a piece of shit. Well, they are, but I found one that's much worse. More proof that the Biden family, the family now, is just a bunch of leeches sucking off our hardworking tax dollars. Super Bowl week this week. There's another ad that is bigger than the Peloton ad. It's taken on a life of its own. It's become a news story. I'll explain. There's actually a Democrat I find refreshing, AOC and Al Gore. They're full of shit. I'll tell you why. But, friends, we got to start with the biggest story, and that's the Senate impeachment trial. Now, it's boring. I know it is, all right? I watch this shit all day. You guys have stuff to do. I don't. I sit in my basement. I plan things. I research. I read. It's what I do when I'm not having a medical procedure, which is quite often, and that's another story, I suppose. I have never been so bored in my life watching this. I fell asleep in my chair. Spit was rolling down my face, and I don't know, and I had a big pile of saliva on my mouse pad. Now, the liberal media they absolutely love this stuff.
It's the House managers who have been telling a story, and they've done it very effectively. Adam Schiff, I think it'll go down as one of the great performances.
I thought it was dazzling. It's very persuasive stuff.
I think folks will be talking about presentation for a long time to come.
Very, very powerful and forceful speech.
By most accounts, it was a virtuoso performance.
It's like Springsteen or Billy Joel or Prince when he was alive. Like you're clapping and they come back out and then they do another song that's even better.
What? If it was a concert, it was like a Yanni concert. Jeez. Did you hear Wolf Blitzer in there? Speaking of concerts and Prince, who could forget this nugget from Wolf Blitzer?
That Prince is dead, he's not going to be around. And he's been so active over all of these years, writing music, performing, soundtracks for major
Here
motion
comes.
Pictures.
Here comes.
All of us, of course, remember Purple Haze and what that did for the...
Wow. You know what? It's like trying to talk current events with your folks, you know? Megyn Kelly was on Bill Maher's program on Friday. She agrees with me. You know what? Most people should agree with me. She agrees with me that the media does have a bias.
The media is completely biased. And what's happened now, as I look at the
country... Biased politically?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
You work for Fox News.
I
think there's another side to the story.
Of course, Bill, of course. But Fox News was born and did so well because it was the only voice offering the other side of the coin. And the rest of the media was biased toward the left.
You know what the media is biased towards? Money. They're biased toward money and conflict because that's what sells.
I hate to say this, but Bill Maher's right. And so is Megyn Kelly, for that matter, okay? But let's go back to what Bill Maher said. You know, they do thrive on death and destruction. And the media has that hurricane mentality. Now, what do I mean by that, all right? Look at hurricanes, all right? Watch it on the weather. I live down in West Palm Beach. I went through three or four of them, okay? And it's weird when it's happening in your own, it's right there in front of you. Everything that you saw on the Weather Channel is happening in front of you. It's surreal. So this Jim Cantore guy from the Weather Channel, you know this guy. He flies to wherever, you know, the Ground Zero is going to be, or where the eye of the storm is coming, comes to that town, and then he runs out and plays in the ocean as a, this is Jim Cantore.
Oh, yes, 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 we got it, baby. Jesus. We got it, we got it. Woo, woo, we got it. Yes, listen to that.
Good God.
Listen to that. Oh, baby.
Enough. All right. Yeah. So what happens is, he comes in, the entire city gets eviscerated, and then he jumps on the plane, he leaves, and everybody forgets about the town. That's what I mean. Death, destruction, equal ratings, equal money. Now, the exact same thought process can be applied to the coverage of the coronavirus. This should really scare the shit out of everybody.
This infection, which has come about from the beginning of December, started, as you say, in an animal market in Wuhan, and probably was a virus that was infecting animals, most likely, I think, bats in that market, and it crossed the species barrier and it came into infecting humans who were working or visiting that market. This virus can now clearly spread between humans. It is not SARS. The virus is in a similar family to SARS, but this looks different to SARS. And the difference is probably it's easier to pass between human beings. SARS was quite difficult to pass between humans, and people were most infectious when they had symptoms, and therefore it was relatively easy to bring the epidemic under control.
All right, I apologize for it. That was a long sound clip there, sound bite rather, but I think it was very important what the doctor said. A couple of thoughts I jotted down. First of all, if a bat is in your house, you call an exterminator, it's not time to make freaking soup. A bat doesn't belong in a market, it belongs in a fucking cave. Am I the only person that could figure this out? The Chinese people, they're nuts, all right? They aren't telling us the truth. Here's what we know. They're trying to build a hospital that holds 1,000 people, and they're doing it in 2 weeks, all right? 30 million people, as I speak at the taping of this podcast, and it might be more, but here's what we know. 30 million people are quarantined. We know it's worse than SARS. Some doctors are now saying that it can be transmitted from eye to eye. Now all of a sudden, that little mask that you have, that's not going to do anything. And friends, that's what we know. You know China is not telling the truth. So what do we do? I don't know. Sit back, we watch. It's almost time to run up the credit card. I get a sore throat. I'm going crazy on Amazon. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Fucking bird brain. She's blaming all this on climate change. Listen to this.
First of all, we're seeing it now. Like, we're living through this right now. We're experiencing it right now. But especially if you are under 50 years old, if you're under 40, 30, 20, the younger you are, the more of our lives and our futures are going to be impacted by this. And, our stress and have anxiety about having kids just because we want to make sure that we're bringing our kids into a healthy world, into a stable future. And we shouldn't ever have to be anxious about that.
All right, bartender, listen to me, okay? Stress is what we call life, stress, all right? You don't have stress as a kid because you don't have bills. All you want to do is play. Society causes stress. Stress, as a 10-year-old kid, stress is pretty much not being able to find the baseball your best friend just hit into the woods. A plastic bag, AOC, bartender, should not cause you stress. It's not gonna melt the glacier. Speaking of which, Al Gore was shooting his pie hole off this week about climate change.
This crisis, the climate crisis, is way worse than people generally realize. Way worse. It is getting worse still way faster than people realize.
Listen to this.
This is Thermopylae. This is Agincourt. This is the Battle of the Bulge. This is Dunkirk. This is 9/11.
What?
We have to rise to this occasion.
I got to work on my anger issues, okay? I go from like 0 to 150, just like this. I got to take a deep breath here. It's 9/11? It's 9/11? Mr. Gore, where are the 2,977 deaths in your climate change that we had on 9/11? Where are the more than 2,000 deaths that have occurred from 9/11 related illnesses? Where is that in your climate change, sir? You're an American, a former vice president, and you just trivialized one of the worst terrorism attacks in history. It's irresponsible, it's un-American, it's unforgivable, and it's like, and that's the reason why nobody likes you. Have another bonbon and maybe try to figure out if you can find your feet. Tulsi Gabbard is a Democrat. She's running for president. I actually find her tolerable. One of the reasons is she's suing Hillary Clinton.
And are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's a favorite of the Russians.
Groomed by the Russians, Hillary says of Tulsi Gabbard. Well, this week, Gabbard filed a $50 million defamation suit against Hillary Clinton. We're happy to have Tulsi Gabbard join us tonight. You've sued Hillary Clinton.
Thanks,
no one saw that coming. Why are you doing it?
This is about my life. You know, for so many people in the media, they're saying, oh, well, you know, this is just another news story. So when you have someone as powerful as Hillary Clinton seeking to smear my reputation, essentially implying that I'm a traitor to the country that I love, what she essentially is doing is taking my life away.
Well, and again, that was on the Tucker Carlson. But all right, you said that she's taking your life away. Let's be honest here. That's something the Clintons are pretty good at, huh? Oh. Hey now. Ask Jeffrey Epstein or Vince Foster.
Oh, my.
Gabbard is, she's tough, all right? She's a soldier. Still in the National Guard, loves to surf. In fact, a little sidebar here. Her current husband, her second husband, he actually proposed to her on a surfboard. Give her another 10 years, she'll be a conservative. Let's, you know what we can do? Oh, my mom. Want to check in with my mom in West Palm Beach? Oh, she says funny things. Hi, Mom. What are you having for dinner?
I had my turkey kale soup.
You went to the store and you dug deep to get more kale and turkey, right?
Well, that's yesterday. I got it for today. Yeah, I got it thick, and then I put my unsalted chicken broth in it to stretch it out. You know, I don't like to drink, you know, I don't like salty foods. I watch my sodium. But I take my blood pressure, and I kind of watch and monitor everything.
You know what I watch?
What?
TV.
Okay.
Bless you.
That's my first sneeze. Thank you.
You got two more, right?
Should have two more.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Two.
All right, one more or no?
I may not have one more.
Come on. Be confident. No. Play the game. No. Think like Rocky. Sneeze like Rocky.
Yeah, no.
All right, the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend. What is it? No, I think it's Chiefs by a point and a half, and I think the over-under is at 52. As long as it doesn't move, take the Chiefs, give the points, take the under, you'll make money. All right, everybody's already talking about the Mr. Peanut ad because, well, he died. Mr. Peanut died. So during the Super Bowl, they're going to air the commercial of his funeral. Now, here's the one that started the hype, the one where Mr. Peanut actually dies. He dies in a motorhome accident, and here we go.
I'm just dying in your arms tonight.
Oh, look out! Oh, abandon my door! We're too heavy! Oh.
Matt, let go.
No, you let go.
And Mr. Peanut can't do it.
Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't.
No,
don't do it.
Can't.
No.
He's a talking peanut.
Maybe he'll be all right.
Okay. All right. Again, they're talking about this on the news, and that's a sign of a good marketing campaign. It's like the Peloton ad. The ad has become a news story, and after the Super Bowl, everybody's going to be talking about the funeral. Some people, the internet, again, welcome to the 10%. 90% of the people in this world are stupid, and those are the people on the internet right now bitching and complaining about the death of Mr. Peanut. Here's a question. When is the last time you saw a peanut with a monocle, a top hat, and a cane? Never? Well, that's because he's not real. If he's not real, then he can't die. Maybe instead of being upset about something that isn't real dying, you should take that energy and adopt a pet. Maybe give money to St. Jude's. Just my thoughts, friends. The other football story is the announcement of Eli Manning that he would be retiring.
I actually don't think this is a sad occasion at all. I think it's great. He got the right ending. They got him a win in his last game. The family was there. He was able to wave to the fans, hug his children. Parents were in the stands. So I think this is great. I think his career should be celebrated. There's plenty of time for the Hall of Fame conversation. We've got 5 years to hash that out.
Yeah, why are we sad about this? Dude, he's not a victim, okay? He's set for life. He's got a family. Now he has nothing but time. And we talk about this, friends. What is time? It's the one gift that you can give that you can never get back. It's the ultimate gift. He's won 2 Super Bowls. There's no loyalty in the working world. The working world it's a business, all right? And all businesses are based on 2 things, profit and money. You make too much. Now, if you are part of that business and you make too much money, you're a target every year when the people in suits sit down and do the budget. Someday, they will get you. That's just the way it is.
And I'll make them pay.
My HOA. This is funny. My HOA doesn't even take my calls anymore. I go straight, ring, 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 and then you could tell. And you could push the voicemail. Yeah. So if you don't know the story, last week, they never plowed my driveway until Monday morning. All right. And then they lied and they said they were out there 3 times over the weekend. I don't like liars. I don't like liars at all. Too bad I documented pictures of my driveway throughout the weekend, and that's time stamped and all that. Well, listen to what this HOA is doing. All right.
HOA threatening community members with fines and other penalties if residents post critical comment.
Ashley Nordesha lives in Val Vista Lakes off Greenfield and Baseline Road since 2019. She's been the admin of a private community Facebook page called Residents at VVL. Then this letter showed up at Nordesha's home.
They are threatening if I don't remove any content that frames certain members of the board in a negative light.
Threatening her with $250 daily fines as well as taking away her access to community amenities. The letter was sent from a law firm paid for by HOA fees to at least 11 people.
And they're asking me to basically censor the speech of the 650 members that belong to that page.
So basically what they want to do here is they want to take the HOA wants to take away her First Amendment rights. The HOA rules do not circumvent federal law. Let me tell you about my next plan for my ongoing battle with my HOA, okay? It says in the HOA rules, which, by the way, you're not allowed to have a hot tub. If you want a hot tub, you can't have one. I agree with that. I live in Cleveland, okay? You don't want to see people with the clothes. You want to see people with the clothes on. So anyhow, HOA rules, no dogs above 45 pounds. Well, I'm going to rescue about a 70-pounder, and I'm going to call and I'll say to the HOA, hey, I got a dog, and I want to make sure I'm following the rules. Do I have to register it? And of course, they'll be stupid. They'll take the bait and say, well, how big is the dog? I'll tell them, they'll say, well, you can't have that, right? Well, then I'm going to have it registered as a companion / therapy dog. I just had Dr. Rick, my shrink, just have to write a letter. I pay $35, I get a freaking sweater, and I get a piece of paper, and I could take the dog wherever I want. I'll see you in the bank. Oh, let's talk about Joe Biden. Where's that creepy guy? Oh, there he is right there. Yeah, you're a little poor. A little poor music for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's family is a piece of shit. Joe Biden. Well, kiss me, Joe, you creepy man. All right. Now, let me back up what I say, okay? Joe, the whole Biden family is absolutely corrupt. Peter Schweitzer, he did the investigating. He's got a book out on how the entire Biden family profited off Joe's vice presidency.
There's five Biden family members that got very, very good deals while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. That's Hunter, of course. There's new material in the book about Hunter, about how he actually got taxpayer grants from the Obama administration. We've got his brother James, we've got his other brother Frank, we've got his sister Valerie, and we've actually got his daughter Ashley as well, all of whom cashed in while he was vice president.
So, hey, look, two sets of rules then. If you're going to do that to Trump, you got to do it to the Bidens. Now, I get that rank has its privileges, all right? The rich get richer. I understand. But don't be throwing shit bags when you live in a shithole. One more thing. I used to spend my time on TMZ for work because I needed to know about pop culture, and then I realized I was wasting my time and, you know, perhaps I should grow up. So I went back, and I went back on TMZ over the weekend to see what I was missing, and they ambushed a rapper named Boozy Badass. And, of course, Badass would be spelled the way it should, B-A-D-A-Z-Z. They asked him the riveting question, should a white rapper use the N-word in a rap song? Listen to this compelling answer here.
He just probably wouldn't round the people. Probably just a bad situation, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I done had white, close white friends call me my nigga, you know.
Huh?
You can't do that at certain situations. You got to know how to say that word.
Forgive me, Boozy, or may I call you Mr. Badass? I'm not sure you can say many words at all. Yeah, don't even, all right? It's an observation. It's not racist, all right? I don't know what this guy sings about or raps about, but I know that I'm not going to like it because I'm not... How am I supposed to understand what you rap when I can't understand what you say? Mr. Badass... You don't need a new pair of Air Jordans. You need to spend some time in the classroom. One more final thought, one more final rule of Dannyland, and this applies, I think, to anybody. If anybody uses the words, know what I'm saying, in some sort of communication, you'll be rest assured that I have no idea what you are saying. All right, get a hold of me. Let's do it a couple of ways. So we got a 24-hour comment line. The comment line is listed on the logo of Dannyland at the beginning of this podcast. Anytime, 24 hours a day, forward that number to anybody. The more sound, the more comments, the more entertaining we can make the podcast, all right? Get a hold of me on Facebook. It's Radio Danny, Radio Danny on Facebook. I like feedback. I like suggestions. I like when you forward the podcast. I really do because I need all the help I can get.
Have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor, but in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Dannyland.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.